This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Then we say, Allahumma astur awrati. Now we're moving forward. We say, oh Allah, cover my privates. Allahumma astur awrati. Satr means to cover, to conceal, to hide something. That's what satr means. Awrat, it comes from the word awrah. Awrah is what? How do people generally translate awrah? Private parts, awrat. But actually, al-awrah is everything that is feedful and protected. This is what awrah is, everything that is feedful. And as a result, you feel a sense of urge that I need to protect it. This is what awrah initially is. And this is why, yani, a country that neighbors a country, that country is its enemy. Yani, if a country neighbors its enemy, they call the country that is at risk a awrah. Yani, for example, Ukraine and Russia. These are two countries next to each other. Which one's the most at risk, according to what we see? It's Ukraine. So Ukraine now would be called a awrah, because it's the one most at risk. This is what awrah means. And so, because it's most at risk, it's unprotected, there's a sense of urgency to protect it. Allah Azza wa Jal in the Quran, He says about the hypocrites, when they did not want to join the battle with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said to Him, "Inna buyutana awrah." Our homes are awrah. What does that mean? Meaning our homes are unprotected. Our homes are vulnerable. They're at risk of damage and vandalism and destruction. We need to go back. Do we have a concession? Allah Azza wa Jal exposes the truth. He says, "Wama hiya bi'awrah." No, it was protected. There was no issue on that. But they're the ones that wanted to run away. إِن يُرِيدُونَ إِلَّا فِرَارًا. They just wanted to run away from the battle. But the idea was, this is awrah. Okay? Now, I share this to tell you that also the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-mar'atu awrah, that a woman is awrah. Huh. When this hadith comes about, well, hadith sahih, narrated by Abdullah bin Mas'ud and found in Sunan al-Tirmidhi and other books of ahadith, authentic. Here we have certain women known as feminists. These are from among the Muslims. They have trouble with this. What do you mean, al-mar'atu awrah? That's very insulting. That's very sexist. And as a result, these words are spewed out. Rejection of the hadith begins. We have a big issue in our deen. We need to deal with these ahadith. How can the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam say such a thing? This hadith must be rejected. And because they didn't understand what awrah is. Al-mar'atu awrah. First and foremost, when you hear a hadith like this, the believer should say, when the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said this, did he say it to insult a woman and debase a woman and put the woman down? Did he? No. Khalas. Your problem's done. Sorted. And this is the same methodology and approach you should come with all these ahadith. Hadith, for example, that mentions an-nisa naqisatu deenin wa aqd, that women are deficient in their intellect, deficient in their religion. This also poses a big problem for the women of the West. The feminist poses a problem. What do you mean? We're deficient in our intellect, in our deen. Ya Ammi. When the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this, did he say it insulting the woman, putting the woman down, abusing the woman, mocking the woman? Because if you believe that, anta, you'll become a kafir in this case. No. But if you don't believe this, then khalas, we solve the issue. Well, we don't have to go more than that. Well, yeah, big conferences, challenging ahadith. Challenging ahadith, they call their conference. The conference is about discussing the most challenging ahadith of today's world. What for? What for? Heather, the West didn't have anything to do except to throw doubt in the minds of young Muslims. That's all they do. And they have the time of day and night to do this. They don't care. And our Muslims, may Allah Azza wa Jal strengthen our iman and our submission to the message of Allah Azza wa Jal, they listen to this. Don't you see? Young boys and girls, they're all into this podcast. Listen, all these conferences, all this speaker. Wallahu a'lam who these speakers are, where they're coming from. Their background is not known. Their deen is not known. Their degrees are not known. Who their teachers are not known. And they're rising huge in number. And then our young boys and sisters, they fall into this. And it was very easy to just say, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say that insulting a woman. Even there is an understanding to it. Now, we don't want to bring the hadith now and try to explain everything, but it's enough for you to know that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this and he did not intend to insult. Like the other hadith of لَوْلَا حَوَّاءَ لَمَا خَانَتْ أُنْثَى زَوْجَهَا. This one causes an even bigger problem. If it hadn't been for Hawa, not a single woman would have betrayed her husband. Hada hadith, sahih. It poses, it makes a huge problem in that group of people. Also the hadith, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that a woman was created from a rib. And the most bent part of the rib is the high part of the ribs. And then if you were to straighten the woman, you'd break her. And if you enjoyed her the way she is, you enjoy her with crookedness. Come on, this hadith is out of the window as well. All because they failed to realize and understand that these hadith had meaning. They had meaning, but the problem was with the people doubting. How could this be said? It was very simple to acknowledge and know that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not say that insulting a woman. Na'am, and there's many yani, in this regard. But we'll go back to al-mar'atu awrah. A woman is a awrah. This is not an insult. Rather, it means that there is fear for her. There is danger upon her. So she is to be protected and kept safe and sound. This is what it means, al-mar'atu awrah. Just like we said, buyutana awrah. Our homes are unprotected. There's danger on them. So al-mar'atu awrah, meaning there is fear upon a woman. There is danger upon the woman. And as a result, she needs to be protected and kept safe and sound and reminded to do that.